The latest Star Trek series debuts this weekend. Star Trek Discovery joins the venerable franchise Sunday evening on CBS. For more than 50 years, the various incarnations of Star Trek have explored not only outer space, but inner psyches as well. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
Producer Gene Roddenberry created Star Trek. He crafted the show to help examine social issues and more in a way that was safe for viewers. A new book dives under the skin of Star Trek to examine the psyches of the show's beloved characters. Star Trek Psychology, The Mental Frontier, is edited by Travis Langley and features a chapter written by two Illinois State University psychology professors, Eric Wesselman and Scott Jordan. Their chapter is entitled The Trek Through Identity. Eric Wesselman says the diversity of different characters in Star Trek provides a great launching pad for a discussion of identity.
We can talk about what it means to be a person, how you interact with other people, whether they're members of your in-group or your out-group, etc. And you can do it in a way that's divorced from the typical sociopolitical baggage that we have when we talk about real-world things, right? But it doesn't take long before you can make the connections and say, oh, This is like something in my real life.
And it must have been fun to go and look back at some old Star Trek episodes in order to find some concrete examples for your chapter in this book. So,
Absolutely,
that must have been fun.
Scott was a wealth of knowledge in that regard.
Because you're the total Trekkie over here wearing your Jean-Luc Picard t-shirt, which I thought was a marvelous statement. Your chapter, You look at the levels of self-concept, personal, relational, and collective this way. So tell us about these three levels.
Our self-concept reflects the complexity of our daily life. I mean, we have different ways that we can get knowledge about ourselves. We can stop and say, okay, I have individual characteristics, right? I really enjoy reading books. I like to think deeply about various problems. Maybe I'm a good karaoke singer or not. But then there's also, beyond just the way we describe ourselves with individual characteristics, we also have social relationships, right? So we have family, friends, significant others that help define how we see ourselves. And then that's all sort of nested in concentric circles. On the broader level, we have the social categories that we belong to: race, gender, religion, socio-political leanings, country of origin, college, right? I mean, all of these things influence the way we think of ourselves.
When I see the word collective, I automatically think the word Borg.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
And that's, for good or bad, thank you, Star Trek. It's like day, night, black, white, collective, Borg. When I see collective, I don't necessarily think positive. Is Star Trek giving us two examples of a good collective? That is the United Federation of Planets versus the Borg. You know, you must be absorbed. You must be exactly like all of us. Individualism is gone. So does Star Trek give us great examples of collective?
The whole Borg arc, which they use Picard mainly to tell. That whole arc ends up telling how they feel about self-complexity. And
The theory of optimal distinctiveness is sort of a newer way of thinking about a classic problem in psychology. So as far back as Adler, they've talked about how we have these competing needs to both belong but also to stand out.
The new Star Trek series breaks new ground with the casting of its captain and first officer. Both are played by minority women, Michelle Yeoh and Sonequa Martin. Early buzz for the show is strong.